The CEOs of Facebook and Twitter are appearing virtually before Senate committee today to answer questions about their role policing misinformation during the 2020 elections. And while social media has been fertile ground for political messaging for years now, campaigns are increasingly turning to another platform to help them engage with young voters, Twitch. Democratic Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar took to the live streaming service last month to play the popular video game Among Us with Hassan Piker, who has also become one of Twitch's top streamers by broadcasting progressive political commentary. Let's bring in Ben Brock Johnson. He covers tech for Here and Now and co-hosts the podcast Endless Thread. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Tanya.
Amazon bought Twitch for $970 million in cash back in 2014. There's a lot of money in it, and it's usually used by gamers. But what is Twitch exactly, and what do you usually watch on it?
Sure. Put simply, Twitch is how people watch other people play video games. And video games is a $30 billion annual industry, and there's been some really explosive growth in the audience and market for doing this stuff. Twitch currently has about 140 million monthly users. You can find about 1.5 million people watching it any time of the day. If you're watching a Twitch stream, you might be watching video of the player playing and also at the same time the video game being played and also at the same time watching a live chat happening. And yeah. It's kind of maddening, honestly. I don't know if you've ever watched a Twitch stream, Tanya, but it's a lot going on at the same time.
Yeah. But yeah, it does sound like there's a lot going on, but it's the way that young people engage in many ways, watching each other play games. It started off that way as friends watching each other, and now it's morphed into a whole platform.
Totally.
Do people actually pay to watch other people play video games? I mean, people make gobs of money from this, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends a little bit on your definition of gobs, right? Twitch streamers can make money through advertisements, sponsorships, endorsements, and also just asking their viewers to give them tips or support them directly. Interestingly, Twitch has also been a place where pornography has popped up. Mm. That's been a policy issue for Twitch in the same way that it's been an issue for a lot of social media.
Yeah, it sounds like Twitch is undergoing many of the issues that many platforms, as you said, go through. But, you know, it's not just used for political use. The military is also recruiting on Twitch, correct?
Yeah. So this was a kind of an interesting story that's popped up over the last year or so. The Army and the Navy have both streamed on Twitch. They've also been dragged really hard for it by gamers. They've done some controversial things, trying to trick gamers into talking to recruiters. It's a little bit of a dicey area, but it is an area that the military is really interested in because of the kind of adjacency of warfare-themed video games and people that they might recruit, young people that they might recruit to join the military.
It sounds like it also depends on authenticity, maybe perception from Twitch users on what is an authentic building of community or what is a community being built for some other type of purpose.
Absolutely. And I think that was the case with this recent game of Among Us, right? Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez blew up, in the Twitch stream. I think there were 400,000 viewers of the stream that she did with Mr. Piker. You know, that blew up, I think, because everyone playing was really comfortable in that space and using that platform. And people responded to that.
She's also somewhat of a superstar when it comes to lawmakers. And I'm also thinking about Hassan Piker because he's a top streamer on Twitch. But do we see this working in other ways? Are any Republicans doing this too?
Right. So that's a really interesting question. The short answer is yes. The Trump campaign has streamed rallies through the site. Conservative media streams on Twitch. There are some. And it's also been used as a way to re-platform people like Alex Jones, who have been banned or deplatformed by other social media companies. But in general, I would say not quite as much as progressives. Of course, at the same time, the video game world writ large has definitely been a place of rampant racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, xenophobia, othering in so many ways, right? But at the same time, video games can also be a world in which people are permitted to be who they want to be and be allowed to be who they are. It can be a form of entertainment that is democratized and resistant to gatekeeping. And I think it's fair to say that a lot of gamers actually align with the more liberal politics of some of these popular streamers as well. So I don't know if we can identify the impact of Twitch right now on actual votes, but it just really is interesting to see Twitch as a kind of new form of media. You know, streamers like Hassan Piker and there's another streamer called Destiny. They're kind of their own form of nightly news or talk radio. If you watch their stuff, there's this like very informal, jokey, irreverent vibe. Like they're swearing, they're making video game references, etc. But at the very same time, they're actually engaging in super intense political commentary and discussion with their followers and viewers. And those followers and viewers are young. They're people that both political parties really want to access, right, to win elections. So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of plays out in the coming elections, coming years.
Absolutely. That's Ben Brock Johnson, senior producer and co-host of Endless Thread. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thank you, Tanya.